When you hear like caffeine and candlesticks, right? What does that bring to mind for you to like fuel your morning hustle? Like if I told you that, what would you know? What's your interpretation of that?
Well, for me, caffeine, candlesticks, kind of reminds me of just back testing for me, because that's kind of my go-to. Is I'll sit down in maybe the afternoon, maybe it's like a Saturday when the markets aren't open. I'll make a nice cup of coffee, and I'll just go back and I'll back test. I'll look at what's working, what's not working. And for me, I really enjoy that, just kind of sitting down and kind of somewhat relaxing, but just going back and looking at the chart. So that's immediately what comes to my mind. But also, of course, just waking up, immediately get some coffee, start looking at the charts, start planning for the day. So that's kind of what I think of.
I mean, you know, coffee in a system is our thing, right? Like you got to have coffee in a system. That doesn't mean you necessarily have to have coffee, but you know, for me it's being awake, being alert, being present, being in the moment. That's what's most important, because if you're going to do something that's, you know, with as high stakes as, you know, we deal with on a daily basis, you got to be prepared. You got to wake up, brush your teeth, get out of bed, put some clothes on, like you're actually going to accomplish something. If you're just in your tidy whities and you're looking to, you know, hit a home run, yeah, sure, there's going to be one here, one there, but overall, you're going to get caught. So for me, I take what I do very serious. Yeah. And while I have the pleasure of having, you know, a home office, my office is near my home, I can do whatever and trade wherever I want. I like to wake up, take a shower, be prepared, be in the moment. And then when I'm looking at the charts, I'm alert, I'm awake. And whatever that is, it could be water for you. It could be an energy drink. It could be coffee, but caffeine for me and coffee is just being alert and being present in the moment. And a lot of people fail to do that because we have, as traders, we have the luxury of kind of doing it from our phone, our car, wherever we want. Like it doesn't matter, right? So, and if you're going to level up your game, you need to make sure that, you know, what you're putting into it is at the level that of the return that you're wanting out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I remember probably not too many years ago, I was starting to get a little bit lazy with my trading, and I started waking up probably about a half an hour before the market opened. And so you'd roll out of bed and you're still kind of half awake. You grab your cup of coffee and you're trying to wake up as the market's like in full swing, just maximum volatility, because of course, right at the open, that's when everything's happening. And of course, as you can imagine, it doesn't go very well. So you need to be fully awake, like you're saying. If you're trading, you have to be 100% there. You have to be, your mind has to be sharp, all of that. So definitely caffeine of whatever you choose, but or could be water, like you said, but you need to be sharp, be alert.
Well, the market's ever moving, right? So what happened, you know, overnight, especially if you're trading futures, you know, you got to constantly be on top of it. And if you're not, and if you're waking up, like you said, if you're rolling out of bed 30 minutes before the market open, it's going to catch you off guard, and you're not going to be focused and prepared. And look, I've made that mistake many times. So these are lessons that we're going to have to learn throughout our trading journey. You don't know it until you know it. You have to live it. You have to actually do it and go through it and get burned for you to understand that, look, I'm not going to do that ever again. And so I've done that. I've put on trades where I wasn't focused. I had to, you know, send an email. I had to do X, Y, Z, and I got caught and I paid the price. And so this is why I always say, when you're starting out, make sure your size is not that big. You're not sizing up right away trying to hit home runs, because you're going to get caught. And until you go through some of these lessons where, as simple as waking up and preparing in the morning, right, can throw you off for the day. These are valuable lessons that you're going to, you know, basically day after day have to encounter to understand how to navigate and adjust to. So, yeah, for me, caffeine and candlesticks is waking up, being prepared, having some type of a ritual, a strategy, something that you go through, whether that's working out, taking a walk, having your cup of coffee, going back, you know, you say, look, I'm going to look at the market for 10 minutes and I'm going to check everything out that happened. I want to go back and look at my levels, whatever your system is. Just having a system is the most important thing, and getting dressed for execution, yeah. You know, being prepared for it, staying prepared so you don't have to get ready. And when the market does make a move on you, you are already prepared and you're able to navigate that.
Yeah.